for family law. Let's go with family law this time.
Cool.
What is that content? Like, you're talking about content on social media. Okay, like, you just dance to songs? Like, what does that content look like?
We're looking at content that is invaluable and engaging and educational. I am getting a divorce. I'm not saying I'm single, but I'm saying if I hypothetically I was getting a divorce and I'm looking at different attorneys, okay? What brings me from needing an attorney to going to the click, to going to the consultation and booking and making that high-risk offer? However, if I go to another, we'll say attorney B, and I go on there and there's a series of blogs, here are the four things you can do once your spouse asks for a divorce. Me choosing to read that and be educated about what my position is a very low ask, and it benefits me. It's permissive marketing. It's not interrupting my life. I'm engaging with it willingly because I want to learn. Mm. So I would say at the end of that, now we've gotten one step closer to bridging the gap between someone who's looking for an attorney and someone who is actually going to say, okay, I'm going to choose you as an attorney. And by the way, this is all happening passively. And once it's out there, you're allowing them to interact and learn about you. So yeah, the content will start to, will put you down the pathway to beginning to work to that person and building that trust and building the credibility and showing you're an expert in your field.
Hey, thanks for listening. This clip was part of an entire episode, which will debut this Friday. We'll see you there.